WTAW News Time is 6:05. 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last Tuesday, a customer getting back in his car from a Chase bank in College Station was robbed at knife point. Yesterday afternoon, a man headed into the Chase branch at Bryan and Boonville Road near the freeway had a bank bag taken from a black man who ran to a white car driven by a second suspect. The suspects left with an undisclosed amount of money. The customer was not injured. The suspects from last Tuesday's robbery in College Station were described as two black men between 25 and 30 years old. They were driving a white Dodge Charger with an unknown license plate. College Station police say three men were arrested for a drug-related armed robbery that occurred outside the College Station Walmart Monday night. 19-year-olds from Corpus Christi and Waco were caught, along with a 16-year-old from Harker Heights. Police say they seized six bottles of what they described as illegal liquid narcotics that were taken from the holdup. The man who was held up at gunpoint has not been arrested, but police continue their investigation. Bryan police at the Westside Walmart on an unrelated call Monday arrested a man for trying to spend counterfeit $10 and $20 bills to send a wire transfer to family. 23-year-old Jason Perez of Bryan, who is charged with 52 counts of government forgery, is in jail on bonds totaling $416,000. For the second time in 3 months, there has been a debate about building a new sidewalk requested by a Bryan City Councilman for more than 2 years.
Because property owners won't donate land and the council's not talking about eminent domain, the only other option for a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 to west of Forest Park Apartments is agreeing to give TxDOT at least $400,000 as part of a larger project that also adds a turning lane, curbs, and drainage. Rafael Pena says the money can come from the recent sale of land in the Traditions development and or if the city gets paid from Union Pacific Railroad to close downtown train crossings.
I can't stress enough how much they would appreciate having a sidewalk for their kids to go to the store, to wash their clothes, to eat some donuts, you know, what have you.
Mayor Jason Bielski suggested sidewalk supporters change their priorities on the capital improvements list.
I think there's other roadways in the city limits of Bryan that have more than 4,300 cars that pass through that probably aren't served by sidewalks.
There are 63 unfunded capital projects ahead of the Sandy Point sidewalk. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The last 2 weeks have been a whirlwind for the pastor of College Station St. Mary Catholic Center. David Condorla, who was named bishop-elect by the Pope last Friday, told friends in Austin yesterday about the phone call.
I almost didn't pick it up. I should have followed that instinct.
For 9 days, Condorla kept the Pope's appointment to himself.
That was very hard to do. Went through multiple meetings and all the things that go on in a normal ministry. And then finally was able to tell people, so that was a great relief.
You can watch the video produced by the Diocese of Austin online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, your choice of transmissions, and available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years when you buy a new Kubota L2501. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a bunch more.
Clouds will have them throughout the day. There'll be a few showers and thunderstorms as well. Temperatures today right up to about 75 to 80. Showers will diminish a bit tonight. Overnight lows are going to be close to 65 to 70. Tomorrow we'll have showers and thunderstorms. There is the potential for some severe weather tomorrow. High 75 to 80. Showers and storms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Friday, partial sun. There could be a shower. Highs Friday, 85 to 90. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for Moody Radio South Florida, 89.3.
That was pretty close.
It was pretty close.
That was pretty close.
Not bad. I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll recap the Sam Houston State game last night with Texas A&M baseball. Also, the Rangers fall to the Athletics, and the Astros take down the White Sox. I'll have the details for that coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, cat's out of the bag. He does weather for other radio stations.
What?
But the thing is, I believe the forecast is correct.
Yeah,
it's just
I missed that. I was like, "What just happened?"
He put the wrong tag.
Gotcha.
On. All right, Now let's duck ahead because actually, see, we're giving you way too much information. He actually sends us two weather forecasts that we alternate during the morning. So let's listen to the second one, see if he got that one right.
Okay. Remains unsettled across the state today, and that means our weather stays unsettled. Uh-huh. Lots of clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, 75 to 80.
Yep.
Cloudy tonight
right.
with a chance for a shower. Overnight lows, 65 to 70. Uh-huh. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, some may be strong, 75 to 80. Yep. Storms will diminish tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Partly sunny Friday, chance for an isolated shower, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So use that one.
Yeah, I think we'll just dump the other one. We won't worry about that. So I think yesterday we were talking body image and how that can be a big deal for people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's from a health and wellness standpoint, I mean, it's a real concern, and you should be concerned about that. Howsomever, if you're kind of reversed in that situation, you could find yourself in trouble. To wit, if you're going to steal something and run, you at least need to be in good enough shape to do that.
Right.
Sean Dylan Chatman, 21, weighs about 400 pounds. Stole two filet mignon steaks from the Publix grocery store in Leesburg, Florida, shoved them down his pants, and it says here, made a run for it, didn't get far. Police found him just across the street, in fact, in the Maryland Fried Chicken, gasping for breath.
He would go into the fried chicken store.
Stop for a snack? What's going on there?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, he's feeling chest pains and shortness of breath, so what you want to do is run into the Maryland Fried Chicken. And it's gonna be a good what is Maryland Fried Chicken?
I don't know. It's in Florida.
And this is all very confusing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Boy.
Info?
Nation.
At least he tried to get away with a good piece of meat.
Yeah, that's right. That's he didn't. Yeah, it wasn't like a chuck roast or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Some ground beef. Ground beef.
We're of one mind, Chelsea.
Some frozen chicken breast.
Yeah, something. All right. If we have time today, we may look up Maryland Fried Chicken and see what we're dealing with there, too.
Great time today. Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
There you are, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Actually, let's go back, and I kind of got thrown off because of the South Florida weather. as far as the radar is concerned, there is some shower activity moving through the Metroplex right now, and there's a little bit down south of Houston, but that's dissipating pretty quickly, and they're probably glad about that. And we got, you know, a little bit of rain overnight, something I'm guessing maybe two-tenths of an inch, quarter of an inch, at least at my place. And but it will be cloudy all day, and the north breezes will give us a little bit of break as far as the temps are concerned, so that's a good thing.
All right, here we go. It's day 139. It's 18th of May. That's a Wednesday. We've got 227 of them to go. It is National Museum Day, so we got a few here. You can go see those if you want to do that. It's Visit Your Relatives Day. It's Cheese Soufflé Day.
Mm.
It's National Employee Health and Fitness Day. And it's...
Just put a cake in the break room.
Perfect. Just in time
for that. Sprint on down there.
Okay. And it's National No Dirty Dishes Day.
Does that mean you're not supposed to make dirty dishes, or you don't have to wash your dirty dishes?
That's what it is. It's a reprieve from the pile of dishes that you may have. And, you know,
okay.
As we've discussed before, when you have a roommate, that can be one of those things. And to hearken back to the good old days back when I was of college age, and dishwashers... Well, the apartment that I lived in had a dishwasher, but then when I moved into a house, I didn't have one. And so if you have a roommate, you know, that dishwashing thing, you know, once again, how were they raised? What do you mean? You're going to leave those in the sink for 6 days. What are you
right.
talking about? Or they have that pail of water that they just put stuff in for a while.
It's got a soak.
It's got a soak.
It's
exactly.
rusted through.
Yeah. So anyway, there. But today you do get a break from your routine.
Yes.
So just don't worry about the dirty dishes today. Just pick it up for tomorrow. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got some birthdays. Spencer Breslin is 24. That's Abigail Breslin's older brother. He's been in a number of movies. Country singer David Nail is 37. Jack Johnson, 41. I love me some Jack Johnson.
Who's Jack Johnson?
Oh, he's a great musician, singer-songwriter.
Banana Pancakes.
Yeah.
What?
He's the
banana pancakes?
He's the banana pancakes guy.
He has a song about banana pancakes.
No, I don't know that. Okay.
He's
good. Yeah.
All right. Tina Fey, 46. Now, you know, she's very liberally biased, but she said some really interesting things when the Oscars happened, whenever everybody was coming out and preaching about climate change and things like that.
Yeah.
Afterwards, she came out and said, look, I come to the Oscars to see the Oscars, not to get lectured.
Ah.
So I thought that was actually pretty cool of her to say.
She's also just hilarious.
Well, she's she's all of those things, and she is brilliant.
Yes.
She is a very, very smart person. And
Kimmy Schmidt, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, she writes that, and it's hilarious.
She is. She's outstanding.
Very funny. Mm. Martika is 47, did the song Toy Soldiers.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Bass is 49. Rob Bass did It Takes Two, the hip-hop version.
Oh, of course.
Enigma is 59. I always used to get Enigma and Enya mixed up.
And we're at work. Enigma has a birthday.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Chow Yun-Fat is 61. That's the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon star. George Strait, the King.
The King.
64 today.
Wow.
Awesome. And Reggie Jackson is 70. That's Mr. October.
It is. Bill Macy, you may remember him from Maude, is 94.
Wow.
That makes you feel old. And then if you remember, there was this show called Dobie Gillis.
Yeah.
That's Dwayne Hickman. He's 82 today.
Wow.
Rick Wakeman, keyboard guy from Yes, was 67. And Robert Morse, you may have seen him on Mad Men, and he's been in Broadway for a long time. He's 85. And Joe Bonzal of the Oak Ridge Boys. That's the guy with the curly hair, I think.
Mm.
And Yannick Noah, 56. It's like we had double birthdays.
I mean,
you had a bunch and I had some too. So there you are. It's all right. 6:18 now.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
The
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple CEO Tim Cook today announced a new app design center in India as he kicked off his first visit to the Asian country, seeking to tap into its rollout of 4G networks. Cook landed in the Indian financial capital, Mumbai, today after visiting China, where he made a $1 billion announcement. Cook says Apple will build an app design facility in the southern city of Bangalore. The UN says millions of refugees worldwide risk living on the street due to a lack of funds for shelters and is urging the private sector to help. Launching a global campaign today called Nobody Left Outside, the UN Refugee Agency says it still needs $500 million to provide adequate shelter. Actor Kiefer Sutherland is seeking to become leader of the free world on television. In a new ABC drama, Sutherland will play a low-level cabinet member who suddenly has the presidency thrust upon him after an attack on the nation's capital. Designated Survivor is one of the new shows ABC will roll out this fall. On Wall Street, futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the Washington Post is reporting that Mitt Romney is now actively plotting to draft an independent presidential candidate who could keep Donald Trump from the White House. And apparently Romney, a handful of other GOP elites like Bill Kristol and Ben Sasse, are conducting private polling, raising funds, recruiting potential third-party candidates in their efforts to ignore the will of you, the GOP voters. In fact, these Republicans are so desperate to out-Trump Trump, they've even reached out to billionaire and reality TV star Mark Cuban to see if he would be interested in running third party. According to the Post, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse and John Kasich are among the top favorites for a third party run. Now, considering Romney lost the 2012 election, maybe he should sit this one out.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WDAW.
Not available in all states. Looking for the most exciting new franchise opportunity that's a guaranteed hit with consumers? Well, look no further. Introducing Reese's Irby's world's first frozen yogurt vending robot. The revolutionary, high-tech, first-of-its-kind approach to frozen yogurt franchising. Imagine a fully automated robot serving up to 9 flavors of frozen yogurt and 6 delicious toppings in 60 seconds or less. These robots are a huge hit in malls, quick-serve restaurants, hospitals, theme parks, movie theaters, supermarkets, practically anywhere. Because we secure premium locations for our franchisees, and with the high profit margin, you're insured the fastest possible return on your investment. If you're looking to start your own franchise and be the first in your market to unveil this groundbreaking, revolutionary, high-profit vending robot, just go to froyofranchising.com right now. So go now to froyofranchising.com and find out how we can help you secure premium locations and get started today. Locations are going fast, so act now to take part in the future of frozen yogurt. That's froyofranchising.com. Again, froyofranchising.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Later on this morning, a new study about who's smarter, boys or girls. So, just letting you know.
Oh, I'm already outnumbered.
Yeah, well, but that doesn't mean that that's the result. And we'll just see.
Yeah, we're not necessarily smarter.
And whoever is, and whoever is unhappy with whatever the results are, will go out and they'll find another one. And, just, you know, we'll do it this way. So, in the meantime, a woman in China wanted her child to have a last name that was not hers or her husband's, but she was denied. The strange name that she wanted to have for her kid was Forrest. Forrest.
Okay.
Well, it's Forrest Gump, right? Okay. Life is like a fortune cookie. No, never mind.
She must have been listening to those ad council commercials that come on this morning.
Oh, that's right, the Forrest things that we always run. The mom said she had a recent visit from a fortune teller revealed that her child lacked wood, which is one of five essential elements in Taoism. The others are, of course, water, wind, metal, and earth.
Captain Planet.
Yeah,
our powers combined.
Oh, wow. Anyway, she believed that it could affect the child and decided that the best thing to do was, since he didn't have any little wood, was just change his name to Forrest. And they went, no, you can't do that.
So, but she wanted to name his, she wanted his last name to be Forrest.
I guess that's probably it, rather than first name.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know what his,
Who knows?
I only know one Forrest, and that's, well, no, there was Forrest Tucker, who was an actor.
My grandfather's middle name is Forrest.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a family name, or do you know?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if it was used anywhere else, but his middle name is Forrest.
Yeah, I got you. So there we go. All right, yes?
Nope, that was it.
Okay, so there we go. So 626. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. I think the shower activity, at least for right now, is done. We do have a 40% chance of rain later on tonight, but northwesterly winds today, which should make it fairly pleasant. Our high temperature will be about 78 degrees, and then we'll be down to about 66 for our low temperature tonight. Now, a little bit different story as we move on to tomorrow, because we'll have an 80% chance of rain during the day, and then we'll have a 70% chance of rain on Thursday night. So pretty good shot that we're going to get some more showers, at least in the next 24 hours. And then after that, it diminishes a little bit, and we'll be down to about a 20% chance of rain on Friday with a high temperature of 83. Looking on to the weekend, Saturday and Sunday looks like there'll be sunny skies, and our high temperature will be mid-80s or maybe a little bit more. But right now, winds are out of the southwest at 7, 87% relative humidity, fairly fair skies out there, and 67 degrees.
Wind, dirt, bugs, and the Texas heat a problem? Let Sunspace Texas help you discover fine porch living. A Sunspace Texas room will add beauty and comfort while increasing its value. Designed as a window screen unit in one, you have the flexibility to fully close your room or stack the windows completely up or down for a fully screened room. So make it a Sunspace Texas room and discover fine porch living.
Click sunspacetexas.com to view their products and email them for your free estimate today.
Worrying about a problem usually doesn't make it better. And oftentimes, it can actually make things worse. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
As human beings, we have a tendency to worry a lot.
It is an entirely natural thing to do, is to worry over problems, to constantly turn them over in your mind. But because it's natural, it doesn't mean that it's the best way of dealing with a problem.
Danny Penman, author of the book Mindfulness.
I mean, how many times have you lain awake worrying about a conversation you had with your boss or a coworker? Of course, that boss or coworker has long since forgotten about that conversation. And when you see your mind behaving like that and realize this isn't reality, that is tremendously liberating.
Overthinking a problem is not only unproductive, it could lead you to do something that's counterproductive, because
countless studies now have shown that often the best thing you can do if you have a problem is just to let it lie for a while, to do nothing at all. And if you need to do something, well, the solution will arrive in good time.
Danny says thinking too much comes at a price.
We end up chasing our own tails. And if we lose contact with ourselves, that is, if we just chase our own tail and think too much, we run the risk of suffering anxiety, stress, and possibly depression as well.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The newly appointed bishop-elect of the Catholic Diocese of Tulsa, David Konderla of College Station St. Mary Catholic Center, met with friends yesterday in Austin. From the video shared by the Diocese of Austin, Konderla said he almost did not pick up the phone when it rang 2 weeks ago.
I didn't quite catch up to what the nuncio was saying until about halfway in, when he said he was the nuncio. And so then I became very focused on that phone call. He asked if I would accept. I was ready to do so. And I hung up and went into the chapel and tried to understand everything that had just happened.
Konderla is optimistic about the future of St. Mary's and its capital campaign.
St. Mary's will continue. The benefactor base is spread literally throughout the world, and they will continue to support the ministry there and to make sure that the campaign continues right along. We're at a very critical phase where we're about to come to a point for a groundbreaking of the first building, and so the leadership of St. Mary's will continue that process right along.
You can watch the video online at WTAW.com. Another attempt for a new sidewalk in West Bryan along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 West to an apartment complex near the county jail was debated at the last city council meeting.
The project, which is not in the city's budget or capital improvements plan for the next 2 years, would cost at least $400,000. That would be the city's share of a plan from TxDOT that would add a center turning lane, curbs, and drainage. The TxDOT offer came after Councilman Rafael Pena and city staff were not able to convince private property owners to donate land for a sidewalk. Pena suggested paying for the city's share of the TxDOT plan with money that Union Pacific Railroad might give the city for closing train crossings downtown. That idea was opposed by Ben Hardiman.
I don't think, though, that it's appropriate to look for savings such as closing 15th Street and start planning on spending that money on anybody's favorite project.
Hardiman's response drew fire from Pena.
This is not my favorite project. This is the work of the citizens telling me a project they would like to see completed since before I got on this council.
Pena's response was challenged by Mayor Jason Bianski.
However long this has been talked about, how many Forest Ridge apartment residents came to hear citizens to speak on behalf of this project, please? I'd like to know that number.
The council was told there are 63 unfunded capital projects ahead of the Sandy Point sidewalk. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan police at the Westside Walmart on an unrelated call arrested a man for trying to spend counterfeit money to send to a wire transfer to family. 23-year-old Jason Perez of Bryan was charged with 52 counts of government forgery. Each count carries a bond of $8,000. That means Perez is being held on bonds totaling $416,000. Police seized $17 to $20 bills and 35 tens that were missing a variety of security features. A woman tells College Station police it was not her intention to push over a large motorcycle after yelling at the driver because he turned around in her driveway. 28-year-old Renee Bolduc is out of jail after posting bond following her arrest for criminal mischief. That's after the motorcycle owner said it would cost more than $2,300 to repair cosmetic damage after the bike was pushed over 2 months ago. A man tells College Station police he became jealous with rage after seeing his ex-girlfriend with another man. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Ethan Martin of College Station was sitting in front of his ex's home after he went inside and kicked her new boyfriend multiple times, resulting in an ambulance ride to the hospital for treatment of injuries to his face and midsection. For the second straight Tuesday, a customer of a local Chase bank lost money. Bryan police say what happened at the Boonville Road branch was a theft and not a robbery because no threat was made. A black man grabbed a bank bag with an undisclosed amount of money and ran to a white car where a second person was behind the wheel. The victim was not hurt. Two 19-year-olds and a 16-year-old, all from out of town, were arrested Monday night for stealing drugs at gunpoint from a man in the parking lot of the College Station Walmart. College Station police are continuing their investigation into the seizure of six bottles of what they describe as illegal liquid narcotics. Officers say the man who was held up followed the suspects and gave location updates until a traffic stop was made. No injuries were reported. A Bryan man who crashed his pickup on Dillyshaw Tap Road near Bryan Monday afternoon was arrested for drunk driving with at least three prior convictions. 54-year-old Carl LaForge of Bryan told a DPS trooper he swerved to miss a deer. A witness told the officer she watched LaForge drive off the road. And a DWI arrest in Bryan Monday during the noon hour followed a collision at Boonville and Briarcrest where other drivers boxed in an SUV to prevent the offender from leaving the scene. According to the arrest report, 39-year-old Tommy Niederhofer of Huntsville said he was headed to the doctor to get a refill of pain medications. He was arrested after appearing to be under the influence of depressants and marijuana. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing. That procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing, is it was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
We Texans love to show our pride. This Father's Day, show Dad how much you love him with a gift from the Texas Trading Post. Any Texas dad would love our Texas barbecue spatulas, flag aprons, cufflinks, flag ties, money clips, and flag fishing shirts. We Texans can never overdo it. TXTraders.com is your local online store for everything Texas. Voted best online store in the Brazos Valley, the Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. Click TXTraders.com.
When every step you take hurts.
Ow, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Good morning, about 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Remains unsettled across the state today, and that means our weather stays unsettled. Lots of clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today, 75 to 80. Cloudy tonight with a chance for a shower. Overnight lows 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, some may be strong, 75 to 80. Storms will diminish tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Partly sunny Friday, chance for an isolated shower, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at Texas A&M baseball's fall to Sam Houston last night, as well as a lot of other Aggie news. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fall to the Athletics again, and the Astros take down the White Sox. I'll have the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, there we go. let's see. We'll visit with Congressman Flores on Friday. He's busy today and tomorrow, so we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour on Friday. In the meantime, so I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I was, Megyn Kelly interviewed Donald Trump last night.
I'm telling you,
we don't like to use words on the radio, no, just noises.
Yeah. But at least we're on the same page.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah, so I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I didn't watch any of it and didn't care. But
I did not. I read some highlights of it, but I didn't watch it either.
That's normally the sort of thing I would watch, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's taken so long to now get to this. If, you know, we were still in that flashpoint situation where they were really not liking each other, you know, where they were talking about each other across the room and pointing and stuff, and we were back at that. It'd been a lot more fun, but instead they finally got around to it last night. So here's kind of a montage thing of that.
I asked you a tough question about women using only the words that you had used. I thought it was a fair question. Why didn't you?
I thought it was unfair. I thought, first of all, I didn't think it was really a question. I thought it was more of a statement. I don't really blame you because you're doing your thing, but from my standpoint, I don't have to like it.
Do you think it's the journalist's role to be nice to presidential candidates at a debate?
No, fair. I don't care if they're nice. They have
to. You use the word nice.
Well, okay. No, I don't think so.
So when you look back on the past 9 months from that first debate to now, any regrets?
I could have maybe used different language in a couple of instances. But overall, you know, I have to be very happy with the outcome. And I think if I didn't conduct myself in the way I've done it, I don't think I would have been successful. Okay. I have great respect for you that you were able to call me and say, let's get together and let's talk. To me,
let's get together.
I would not have done that.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting because Donald Trump is, obviously, and I think a lot of us saw this coming, he's turning on the, I've settled down. I'm becoming more presidential.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Sure, right, yeah.
We're all friends here on the Republican side.
Yeah.
We have to unite.
It was like 3 weeks ago. He was like totally tearing these people up, of course. In the news.
And well, he's a businessman, and he just did it the way that a business would, I suppose.
Yeah.
And, so it's, we still want to see him say that people who run the government are stupid, though. See, he can say it more nicely if he wants to, but that's still what people want to see. So
the clowns and losers.
Yeah. So I don't know what the numbers are in Kentucky now, but they were close. It was like 0.5% or something over on the Democrat side.
Right.
And so anyhow, but Bernie was celebrating because he won in Oregon, and then he came pretty close in Kentucky.
Well, and apparently Hillary tweeted out, you know, a successful Kentucky tweet, even though things were still a little too close to call.
Well,
jumping the gun on the tweet.
Just hoping that happens. All right, here's Bernie from last night.
It will be a steep climb. I recognize that. But we have the possibility of going to Philadelphia with a majority of the pledge delegates.
The pledge delegates. Mm-hmm. See, that's not those super delegate things.
And those are the ones that really matter because those are the one that put the fix in.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's still, you know, angry and says that the Nevada Democrats did him in, the leadership there, but that's fine. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have filed their individual financial disclosures. The Hillster was paid $1.5 million in speaking fees and more than $5 million in book royalties in the early months of 2015. Before she declared her presidential bid, former President Bill Clinton made another $5.25 million from his own speaking fees in 2015. For his part, Donald reported his income was more than $557 million. So it was more than theirs.
All of that just seems totally legit. I'm totally fine with that. And these people are going to be our one of those people are going to be our president.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. You're okay with that? You're not okay with that.
I'm trying, okay. But it's not working.
So making the victory lap yesterday, I'm guessing pretty much all over Fox News was our own governor, as a matter of fact, Greg Abbott. And basically what he was doing was talking about the bathroom bill, the gender thing. And so here's the transgender thing. Here we go.
Congress has taken up the vote on this transgender issue on several occasions and rejected it every single time. We have a president who decided, well, if Congress is not going to pass the law, he is going to impose the law. And so the president is turning the Constitution on its head.
All hail the king.
There you go. And they ask him then, this is on Fox and Friends yesterday, they ask him why he's doing that.
It's happening now, I believe, because we are in the waning months of the Obama presidency, and he's trying to cram down as many parts of his liberal agenda on the United States of America as he possibly can.
All right.
Everybody saw that coming, too.
Sure. And to wit, then yesterday, Ken Paxton submitted a letter to the Justice Department along with the top lawyers from Oklahoma and West Virginia, basically asking the question, really, honestly, truly, will public schools lose their federal funding if they refuse to comply with the new directive? I mean, that certainly was the threat that came out when the Obama administration announced this. So they're asking, confirming, all right, tell us we're really going to lose our money. Paxton and the attorneys general from Oklahoma and West Virginia had asked whether the public schools could not follow the directive and still be in compliance with Title IX, the federal law requiring gender equality in educational institutions. So we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they say about that.
Well, and again, just regular folks are not really having a problem.
Right.
As we discussed, maybe they just...
I found an article the other day, and it was like the 15 realest tweets about this whole issue.
Uh-huh.
And one of the funniest ones I saw said, y'all know y'all got gender-neutral bathrooms in your house, right?
I like that.
It's true.
I like that.
And then the other one that I saw that I really appreciated was, the only scary thing about a dude using the woman's bathroom is that he'd make the line even longer.
See, you guys don't have to deal with that very often.
No. It like makes me so happy when I see a men's restroom line longer than the women's.
Yeah, because we're
usually in like an airport or like a baseball stadium, I'm like, yep, there we go.
What's going on here? Why
Justice.
Are we standing in line? Well, and invariably when it happens, we joke about it. We're going, we're not used to doing this, are
right?
we? So there,
right.
Just saying.
Interestingly enough, I've seen a lot of women use the men's bathroom whenever the line's super long for
I've
a women's
done it.
Bathroom. But a man probably wouldn't do that to a woman's restroom, but I suppose now we could.
Brad, that's an interesting point.
If we just said, I identify as a woman right now, I'm going to go use the bathroom because there's not a line.
Now, if I've ever used a men's restroom, it's been like a onesie, like a one stall. So I'm not like going into the men's restroom when there's men
in there. Yeah, elbowing your way
in. But I've definitely done it. However, you're right. I don't think, you know, men would feel nearly as comfortable doing that, even in the onesie situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In all my years, I mean, I guess it's crossed my mind maybe two or three times and that's it. I mean, just.
That's because around these parts, men will just go outside and pee on a tree.
That's right.
I should have hit a button after that. I'm sorry. I should have been ready for that.
Yeah, that was a punch-out moment.
I know. That would have been good radio.
Thank you for trusting me to help you with your mortgages for the last 17 years. Now, I can also help provide solutions for your retirement investing needs. I am Debbie Lewis. Call me today with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 21st, it's tree identification. Come learn how to identify the different trees, discover the importance and value of the ecosystem, and how to perform a tree inventory. All this week at Producers.
Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are lots of things you can do to cool a Texas landscape. Some of them are psychological. If you go into your landscape planning with the mindset that you're going to do everything you can to conquer the heat, you're likely to come up with some exciting new ideas. I'll share a few of them with you right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. If you're trying to cool your summer landscape, nothing is more refreshing than the sound of rushing water. Whether it's in the form of a fountain, a garden water course, or a bubbling pool, water in the landscape will bring a little refreshment to all who hear its flow. Even standing water in reflecting pools can be an asset. Include aquatic plants, and the garden will be even more cheerful. There's some wonderful sources of water garden information in Texas, and you need to consider your choices carefully. Plan your new water garden layout to suit your overall landscaping objectives. Some beautiful fish out there for the water garden as well. It's just a cool-looking experience. Colors do a lot toward determining a garden's perceived temperature. Softer colors, including greens, blues, purples, and pastels, cool their landscapes. Brighter, more vivid reds, oranges, bright yellows, and whites advance visually, standing out in the landscape. They're warmer colors, and they will give your plantings more of a hot-weather look. Dark green foliage is the most cooling. You'll heat up the landscape with light greens, variegated whites, and especially gray leaf plants, so use them sparingly. Hardscaping colors are also important. Avoid light, bright, reflective colors such as light gray weathered wood and plain concrete if you're trying to cool your landscape visually. Use darker bricks, pavers, or other hard surfaces. Stain wood decks dark brown to cut down on the glare. Use muted soft greens to paint outbuildings and other wooden features in the landscape. Think twice, however, about painting your fence strictly from a maintenance standpoint. Landscape lighting allows you to enjoy your summertime garden at its coolest once the sun is set. Lighting contractors have a wonderful array of fixtures for any lighting look. From soft blue-white artificial moonlight playing through the tree's limbs to festive small white or multicolored lights, your choices are endless. There's something very restful and soothing about landscape lighting that comes on as the sun sets. And look into the new LED lighting as well. Your plants can do a lot toward cooling your life and your surroundings. Don't forget, however, that they also need attention during the hot weather ahead. Keep them watered properly. Learn to recognize early signs of problems and step to serve them immediately to save those plants. Keep them healthy. Mulch your plants thoroughly. Keep them pest-free. They'll be doing their great work for a long time to come. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you plan your patio plantings in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:52. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggies were unable to get the bats going Tuesday night as they dropped a 5-0 contest to the Sam Houston State Bearcats on Olson Field at Bluebell Park. Here's Skip Rob Childress on the loss.
Well, certainly disappointed in the result tonight, and, you know, give Sam Houston State all the credit. Dakota Mills pitched his heart out, and they made great plays behind him, and offensively they got started first, and you know, we're chasing two runs before we've hit for a second time, chasing four runs before we've hit for a third time, and you know, really the only opportunity we had to score was in the third inning.
It marked the first time Texas A&M has been shut out at home since February 21st, 2014, when the Aggies lost a 1-0 decision at Sacramento State. The Aggies return to action Thursday as they host the number 6 Ole Miss Rebels in a 6 p.m. contest to start a 3-game series, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. College Station High tennis players Rowan Sukawala and Kyle Miller have won the 5A state title in men's doubles. The two defeated Miha and Tine Valencic of Grapevine to grab the championship in three sets at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. Some exciting news for Texas A&M men's basketball. Head coach Billy Kennedy announced Tuesday the signing of highly regarded guard Deshaun Corpru to the Aggies' incoming 2016-17 recruiting class. Corpru becomes the third member of Texas A&M's incoming freshman class, joining point guard J.J. Caldwell and forward Robert Williams, who are also members of ESPN's Top 100. The Aggies have also announced the addition of guard J.C. Hampton, who will be eligible for next season. Aggie men's golf moved up three spots to number 5 in day 2 of the NCAA Albuquerque Regional. The maroon and white finished 19 over on the day to catapult themselves up the leaderboard and into the championship cut. Cameron Champ and Chandler Phillips lead the Aggs on the individual leaderboard at plus 6, tied for 12th place. In track and field, Texas A&M junior Lyndon Victor has been selected as the National Track and Field Athlete of the Week following his record-setting performance in winning the decathlon during the SEC Championships this past weekend. With a world-leading score of 8,446 points, Victor produced the fourth-best score in collegiate history. In Major League Baseball,
and swung and hit the left field deep, way back, Brewer turning around, he will watch a game-winning grand slam for Chris Davis in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Chris Davis hit three home runs, including a walk-off grand slam with two outs in the bottom of the ninth to put the Oakland Athletics past the Texas Rangers last night 8-5. Ian Desmond hit a two-run homer in the top of the ninth to put the Rangers ahead, but Davis launched a drive to left off Sean Tolleson, who blew his fourth save of the season. The Rangers will look for a win in the series wrap-up today at 2:35. Some possible good news for Rangers fans. Pitcher Yu Darvish is closer to his return to the lineup, striking out 6 and throwing 68 pitches in his fourth rehab start for Frisco yesterday. He's expected to make at least one more rehab start as he comes back from Tommy John surgery. In Chicago,
swing and a miss, struck him out on the slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros hold on to beat the Chicago White Sox 6-5 in 11 innings.
Evan Gattis marked his return to the Astros by smacking a two-run home run in the 11th inning last night, lifting Houston past the Chicago White Sox 6-5. Gattis had been called up from Double-A Corpus Christi earlier in the day. The Astros will hope to keep the momentum going tonight in Chicago at 7:10 p.m. Elsewhere, Major League Baseball has handed out its discipline for Sunday's brawl between the Rangers and the Toronto Blue Jays, with Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor suspended for 8 games and Toronto outfielder Jose Bautista for 1. Shortstop Elvis Andrews also got a 1-game suspension. Odor has appealed his suspension while Andrews served his last night. And in the NBA playoffs,
Cavs win going away. Your final here this evening, 115-84, and indeed, it is the biggest winning margin in franchise history in the playoffs, 31. Cavs 115, Raptors 84, as the Cavaliers take the 1-0 series advantage.
Kyrie Irving scored a game-high 27 points, and the Cleveland Cavaliers improved to 9-0 on these NBA playoffs by slamming Toronto 115-84 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. LeBron James hit his first 9 shots and had 24 points on 11 of 13 shooting before resting in the fourth quarter. DeMar DeRozan had a team-high 18 points for the Raptors, who trailed by 5 before they were outscored 33-16 in the second quarter. Game 2 with the Raptors is scheduled for tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And that's a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When every step you take hurts,
ow, my aching feet,
it's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets.
We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.